House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week in the wake of Iran launching an aerial attack. This as U.S. forces are helping take down Iranian drones headed toward... This as U.S. forces are helping shoot down Iranian drones headed towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran began a retaliatory attack after an area near its embassy in Syria was attacked by Israeli forces this week. Iran releasing a statement saying their attack on Israel can be deemed concluded, adding in a statement, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. President Biden is in Washington, D.C. and has met with his cabinet to discuss the attack, the White House saying they stand with the people of Israel after reports of the attack. As far as what this means for the United States, former ambassador to the United Nations, Mark Ginsburg, tells MSNBC,
bottom line is that combined with Hezbollah and Iran's ballistic missile and cruise missile capacity, Israel's air defenses certainly cannot stop that type of onslaught.
O.J. Simpson's estate says it doesn't plan on paying in his civil trial judgment from 1997. Although Simpson was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman in 1995, a civil court found him liable for the deaths 2 years later and ordered him to pay $33 million to the victims' families. Police are continuing to search for answers after six people were stabbed in Sydney, Australia during a stabbing rampage. Police in Sydney saying the attack happened at a busy shopping center Saturday when a man suddenly began stabbing people with a knife. Five people died at the scene and another died later at the hospital. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer reports on your pain at the pump.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches and the refineries transition to the more costly summer gas blend.
Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. USA's Corey Myers tells us why.
A judge in Delaware has denied his attempts to dismiss three federal gun charges, making it more certain that a trial will happen this summer. Attorneys for Hunter Biden argued that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said that an immunity provision in that plea deal, which ultimately fell apart, was made when both parties signed it. But the judge argued that the contract required approval from a probation officer, and the probation officer never signed off on it.
Roku users, listen up. Roku has disclosed yet another security breach, the company revealing that approximately 576,000 accounts have been compromised. This comes on the heels of roughly 15,000 accounts compromised earlier this year. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.